Okay, it is now June 23rd, Tuesday. I don't know if this is a little bit too loud for recording, but I hooked up my headset. I'm going to look a little bit funny, but I'm going to kind of walk around the house with a headset on. Put this guy in my pocket so I don't have to adjust it. Hopefully I don't hit the button that'll cause it to stop recording or pull the mic out. So I've done an audio podcast in a week or so, maybe a week or two. A lot of that reason is because I've been struggling. If you listen for a second, you hear my cat's whining. Listen to this. Yeah, that's, they want dinner. Again. And that is the sound of their hard cat food getting shot down. So anyway, I was saying that I haven't done it for about a week, and the reason is because I haven't been doing so well. Having come off the Oxycontin, my body just felt like shit, emotionally felt like shit, and one of the side effects of it is I don't want to talk. I have no interest in talking. The idea of actually sitting in front of my video camera, sitting down this in front of this camera, is I think about it, but then I go, I just can't possibly do that. And it's like, even if I sat down to try, I would have a totally blank mind, and even if I forced myself to say something, I would just go to a stop, and that would be it. So let me adjust the microphone here a little bit, trying to get it into the right spot here, so we can have a better recording. Maybe sometime I'll do this and do the dishes, so I can do two things at once, a little bit of that multitasking. Or maybe not. Dishes for me are something I like to do that a bit meditative. I kind of, before I do dishes, always think I hate doing dishes, and then when I start doing dishes, I always enjoy doing it, and it clears my mind. Hold on a second, I was going to go outside and enjoy some fresh air, ironic as that may seem. So, it's been a long day. I got to work about 9:15. I just realize every time I'm doing that, I'm breathing down on the microphone with my nose. So, let's see, what was I saying? Got to work at 9:15. Physically feeling pretty good. I was surprised. I thought today would be another bad day. Woke up, body was just feeling amazing. I mean, amazing for me. And my head started to feel clear. And that's just something that I've not experienced in maybe a year. Just feeling totally clear-headed. Again, one of those many things most people take for granted that is not typical with me, but yeah, it is just pretty amazing. So you can hear that I'm having a little cigar, and that was the irony from coming out for the fresh air. So yeah, I love the fresh air, and then I'm a smoke. So yeah, feeling pretty good, got to work, and my body overall today has been feeling really good. Mind's been pretty clear, little pain here and there, and surprisingly most of the pain I've been having is my knee, and I'm starting to wonder if oxycodone has no effect on my knee pain. It seems to on my back pain and the other pain, but not my knee pain, so, or maybe just not very much. And that'll be a bit frustrating, because the knee pain is about 3 times worse than it's been in a long time. Maybe that's just something I'm going to have to go back to dealing with, but on the other hand, that's a small price to pay for some stability in a lot of other areas of my life. So sometimes you got to make those hard choices, and it's like my doctor says, you know, sometimes you may just feel pain for the rest of your life, and the best you can do is take the edge off of it. You may never not be in pain again. And that's one reason I respect her as a doctor and keep going to her, because she tells me these things straight up instead of, you know, giving me bullshit stories. She just says right to my face, you know, you might be in pain for the rest of your life. The best we can do is manage it. So I ended up getting a lot of work done, not what I intended to do yesterday. Yesterday I was like, okay, this one project, I know what the deadline's coming up, I need to focus on that, just do that, nothing else but that. And of course, like normal, I got hit by a lot of other things that were raised to the highest priority very quickly, and some specific things that were breaking that, in part were my responsibility, so I've been spending the afternoon working on them. But one thing I've learned through all this stress is if I am going to work from home after work for more than an hour, how to engage in that work without stressing myself out. And it's not so much about taking breaks or being in a comfortable position or anything like that. It's really just all being in the right mindset. Not being in a hurried mindset, not being in an, oh my god, I hate doing this mindset, but finding a way to just kind of enjoy doing it, finding some meaning in it, being calm inside, and sitting calmly. And I don't sit in the best position, so I practice that, and then my body gets tired, and I want to kind of hunch over or whatnot, but it's been very good, the practice of doing that, and I don't work late that often anymore, because if I do it too many days in a row, I lose my balance. So right now, it's generally about once a week where I'll do about 3 or 4 hours that evening. And that's fine. I can handle that. If I did it two nights, that's kind of iffy. Three nights, that would screw me over. So I'm right now doing it one night, and I'd like to get up to the point where, if need be, I could do three nights in a row, and it wouldn't bother me. And then keep it at that, keep it no higher than that. But I like the one night a week, because it gives me a chance to catch up, do some extra things, show people that, you know, I'm willing to put in that extra hour or two to make something, you know, work the way it's supposed to work, to work better than it's supposed to work, you know, really. Give value for the dollar, I guess you could say. So that's part of what I've been doing. The other part this afternoon, got my Netflix. It happens to all be Abbott and Costello, so I don't have much of a choice. So this evening I've been watching old Abbott and Costello. So some of it I know, like Who's on First, but a lot of it I don't. So it's good to see this new stuff. Interestingly, one of the movies, I don't remember the name of it. Was it like Private Buck or something like that, about World War II, and they're in the army. But Shemp from the Three Stooges was in that one, so that was interesting. He wasn't playing Shemp, but it was the actor. So other than that, I've just been having a frustrating as hell time with my keyboard and mouse. It's been acting up on my main computer, and need to save some pocket change here and upgrade that damn thing. What I'm probably going to do is wait till the solid-state hard drives, which are a bazillion times faster than modern hard drives that have been around forever, because they have no moving parts. Once the prices come down on those, I saw one today, it was like $800. I'm like, no way, get that thing down to $200 and maybe we can talk, but $800 is ridiculous. But at the same time, doing that would almost be better than buying a new motherboard CPU and a whole new case there, which would cost $800, because you can do that and pretty much probably speed up your machine by 20 times easily. And my machine is slow and broken and screwing up all the time. I have to reboot it several times a night. Oh, it's a nightmare. Not my laptop, though, but when I want to do work stuff, it's easier to do when I have two monitors. And I'll generally put some Netflix or a streaming movie on the right monitor, and then I'll work on the various computers on the left monitor and just kind of sit there. Still doing my my nightly thing of having a salad and doing whatever on the computer. And of course, I've been working on my blogs a lot, and I'll get to that in a second. But yeah, and tonight I went to Hagen's and went through their salad bar, which I'd never done before, which is funny because I've been going to that place for 7 years or so, and I got the best salad. I made the best salad in the world. I don't remember how much I paid for it. Maybe I paid too much, but it just had everything I needed. It was yummy. It had chicken, and it had pork, and it had beets, and it had cucumbers, and it had beans, and got every single vitamin and protein practically I need in that meal. I'm almost considering going there like every other night, getting a salad for dinner. I'll have to look and see what the price was, and if it's reasonable, I'll keep doing that. Something I enjoy, and even if I sit at the computer only for an hour a night, I can just put it there and sit down and take care of a few things that I want to take care of. Tomorrow night happens to be bills again. I don't need to do that. Fun. I know. So my blog. As you will have noticed, those of you who check out my blog from time to time, it has changed. It's become a little bit more busy. I've tried to keep it not too busy. But now I'm using Google's blogger.com for the blog and integrating it into my website. This is a long time in coming. I didn't want to do that because I like to have total control over my web pages. But I thought about some things about it and went online to look and said, oh, it's Google, so it must, you know, all the stuff I've used theirs I've been pretty happy with. So I'll check it out. I'll make one, and if it starts to look good, I'll use it. And within 5 minutes, I was like, okay, I'm going to use this. Just because of all the little tools I could stick on there, the search engine, having my pictures from Picasa loaded up right onto the page and having access to them very easily. And I just fell in love with it. And it'll give you the opportunity to search. And also, I can add entries from practically anywhere in the world. Anywhere with a computer connection, internet connection, I can sit down and do it. I can do it from any of my computers. I can do it from my cell phone. I can just send an email. And then it's, boom, up on the blog. And I've done that twice now. It's pretty damned awesome, I think. So I like that flexibility a whole lot. What else? Oh, and I found a program that's free from Microsoft called a Microsoft Windows Live Writer. And it's just a very simple blog writing program that you can hook up to blogger.com or any other kind of a lot of the popular bloggers, including SharePoint. So I'm going to start playing with it at work to see if it's something we can use in the work development environment. And that would be just for sharing information about things that we've learned. To share with other developers at work. Sharing knowledge is very important, but sometimes it's not as easy as it seems in an industrial environment. But I've been using Writer since yesterday. Absolutely love it, and all the plugins that come with it that people have written, and I could probably write some if I really wanted to, I'm sure, are just great, and they're easy to use, edit the page, and just hit publish it. I mean, a monkey could do it. It's so easy that I could show my mom to do it, and she doesn't like doing anything that's more complicated than solitaire on the computer. I'm serious. So I love its power and its simplicity, and I think it's a really good Microsoft product. I think they did really well with that. A few things I think could be changed, but they're minor and cosmetic. Otherwise, it works great. So, I'll probably write a blog tonight before I go to bed. I don't know when that will be, though. I got the big chunk of work I wanted done tonight. There were some bugs in my code, and I had to look around. They were unfortunately logic bugs, and logic bug, for those who have never programmed before, is a type of bug where basically, your programming is all correct, It works, it does what it's supposed to, but the logic, the order of things is not correct. Not it doesn't do what you planned out for it to do. For instance, you may have a program very simple and it just says if 2 + 2 = 4, then print, you got it right. And what happens is instead of saying you got it right, it just skips that piece when the user enters 4 for 2 + 2. And it gives them a wrong answer. That would be an example of, at least if I recall, it's been a while since I've been in school, but that should be an example of a logic bug. So, got that taken care of. Need to check in the code, need to label the code, need to get that into the build for tonight. Need to check on tonight's build, need to watch more Abbott and Costello. Need to send an email out to everybody, saying where things are at. And then after that, I have some sheets of paper with a bunch of other issues I need to look over and see if that stuff I can fix tonight, because if it is, there's a high priority in getting that done. So, I will end up doing that. Yeah, it's been one of those days. Irony is I had my one-on-one at 3 o'clock. It's done by 3:30. Usually only takes half hour, 15 minutes sometimes. And I asked my manager, do you mind if I, you know, been hit by everybody every direction, I need to get this stuff done. Do you mind if I finish up from home? He's like, no problem. I don't see a problem with that. And I get up to leave, and next thing I know, hit left and right and realize I just need to stay here until 5-something, get this stuff done, and then go home. So I did that. Then got off at 5-something, went to Hagen's, picked up my... Ooh, I just saw a bat fly by. I can usually whistle and get them to come back, but I don't really care right now. He probably will if he wants to. Maybe not, because there's light. What was I saying? Yeah, I went to Hagen's. I need to pick up my Tylenol 3 prescription, which I gotta use at night so I can sleep. And then my, what is that drug? Cymbalta. That's it, Cymbalta. Been taking it for about a month. It's an antidepressant that they found is useful with people with fibromyalgia. It's supposed to help the muscles and lower the level of pain. So that and another one called Lyrica. And I've found that the Lyrica has been a little bit helpful in the back pain, causing the muscles to relax a bit. If I go off of it for a day or two, the muscles start spasming a bit. So that has been a little bit helpful. The Cymbalta I haven't noticed any effect from. So yesterday my doctor had me double the dose, so I'm on double dose, and I'm wondering if that's what's helping my overall physical and emotional state, because today I felt more normal than I felt in a long time. And in some ways, you know, a lot of my life I've really hated the idea of going on antidepressants just because I don't want to rely on something for the rest of my life, or even for a portion of my life. It's like I've always just been this kind of person that does it on my own, or I'll get through on my own. And had something in my mouth. Leftover salad, I guess. A couple months ago when I was at the doctor's office, she had suggested, and I finally said, you know, I had told her before that I didn't want to do stuff that fucked with my head, because I have had that happen before and it hasn't been so good. Once I even went into a doctor to get something to stop smoking, and he just kind of handed me some Wellbutrin. I didn't know that it was an antidepressant, and it screwed me up for a month. I was up and down like a yo-yo. Did not like that stuff. I will not take that stuff again. However, this may be helping, so we'll see. I'll continue and have see a big improvement. It could be a combination of things. the first, obviously, not taking Oxycontin anymore. That stuff I will probably, unless I really, really need to for some reason, you know, car wreck, never take again. It just screwed me up way too much. Let me go inside. I won't actually have to right now, just because I need a little bit longer break before I go in. So, I'd say hold on a second, but I can take you with me. Hey, kitty, kitty.
Hello, kitty. Hello. Hello, kitty.
So, the Cymbalta, I'm hoping, honestly, ironically, I'm hoping that it's contributing to improvement in my mood overall. And maybe it's just a temporary thing, but the truth is, I just came to a point where I realized that I needed something. Unfortunately, I'm not one of these people that can go to therapy and have it help, for a lot of reasons. I've expressed before in my journal that going to a therapist for me is no different emotionally than going to see a hooker. I get something out of it, but I'm paying for it. And because I'm paying for it, it feels empty. And the other thing is, because I am a psychic empath, I come into a room and I automatically know whether that person gives a shit about me or not, or if they're just going through the motions or what have you. And there's nothing worse for an empath to be in a room with someone that's either pretending that they care about you or does care about you but has a bunch of walls up, and that I don't like either. And that's, you know, that's part of it. They have to be professionals. They have to have some walls up, and those walls prevent me from really healing in the way I need to, because what I need is someone to believe in me, to someone to care about me, and someone not to have walls up. And I really don't care what anybody thinks about that. It's not necessary to have walls up with everyone. I don't. And 99% of the time, that doesn't present a problem in my life. It's only that 1% where someone tries to take advantage of me or hurt me where that causes a problem. And I think that's a small price to pay for not having walls up and, you know, being able to connect with people and love people and not, you know, not have to fight prejudices and all sorts of things in my head to feel close to a person really fast or really connect with them in a real human way really quickly. The only wall I have is pre-conversation, typically. It's just I, you know, a lot of times don't want to talk to people, or I just feel tired or depressed and just like, stay away. But once conversation gets going and I warm up, you know, there just aren't walls and there don't need to be. And the reward is great. So I don't know what's going on. I don't know why I brought that up, but it was not going to see someone. So I know that wouldn't work. Besides, insurance doesn't pay for that. So, you know, when my doctor asked me if I'd like to go this avenue, I just finally said, you know, I'm willing to try anything at this point. In fact, today I sent her an email and said, you know, I need, give me something strong. Just having, in general, too many anxiety attacks, and the depression is, probably sometimes I think even too much for me. I feel like I've been trampled on by a herd of elephants, and I just gotta get up on my own. Make it on my own. And I don't have much of a choice. There are some that would say that it's different. My parents, for instance, would say that they're always there for me and they're there to listen, but truth is, if I bring up stuff going on in my life, my dad will just tell me what I need to do without hearing what the problem really is. Or saying, you know, I hear that that's really tough. He doesn't empathize at all. And my mom will very quickly get uncomfortable and change the subject. So there's just no relief there. That's kind of hard because I want to open up to them sometimes. And I've just realized over the years that's not something I can do. In fact, my brother, once sitting down talking to him, said, I just learned a long time ago there are certain things I can't count on them for. And now I don't get upset. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, it makes sense. I kind of went through a similar thing. And it's nice, too, because there's a freedom with that. You can love people more when you don't expect something that they're not capable of giving. Because that expectation is a judgment. And there's someone else that, says they want to be there for me and I can call anytime I want, but there's a lot of reasons that I can't do that. I can't open myself up to that. And I don't think I'm even, that's something that I want to talk about here. But I can say that that's tough. But I feel like it's something I have to do because, I would need to say things that they would feel comfortable about, or they'd feel like I'm crossing boundaries, and I go, look, I'm not, I have every right in the world to express how I feel. And, you know, that's an important thing I realized over the last 6 months. I'm not gonna be around people if they're gonna limit my expression. You know, if I'm not hurting them, or if I'm not doing something wrong, or if I'm not being mean, if I'm not being spiteful, there's no reason to limit who I am and how I express myself. You know, if I'm really eccentric or whatever, fine, but the fact that people would react to it in a negative way says more about them and their discomfort and their walls and their wounds than it says about me as a human being. And if I could have anything in the world, it'd just be that people I'm around would just fucking admit that. Because, you know, if I bring it up and say, look, that's your shit, not mine. That's your baggage. I have compassion for it. I have understanding for it, but I'm not going to stand around and take responsibility for it. That's just not okay. And I found in so many friendships, people expect me to take responsibility for it. I'm kind of just tired of it. Like, people grow up. You know, I have an issue, I have a problem, I take responsibility for it. I say, this is what I did, or this is what I'm going through, this is how I feel, this is why I made this stupid choice, or this is why I have this stupid way of looking at things, and it's me, not you. And I think that should go in reverse for other people. I think the world would be a better place if we all did that. I mean, we're all going to always have our wounds and our issues, but to be able to admit that. Imagine if we could all do that, how different it would be. Imagine if you were in a fight with someone and they stopped and they just said, look, I've got these issues. And then you go, wow, I don't have to get angry about that anymore. So this person has some integrity. It's pretty rare in the world, and when I'm in a conversation with anybody and I see that, I just have a lot of respect for it. So, some Volta, yeah. A little bit leveled off, yeah. Feeling better, yeah. He's talking about friends, talking about people listening. So let's see, the, only person that I can really feel I can talk to that, just listens is my friend Sophie. I don't know if she's going to listen to this podcast at all. She reads my blogs from time to time, which, I'm very appreciative of. But she, when we talk, she'll just hear me out, and validate and empathize. There's no judgment. There's no Well, she gives me advice. I think anybody that loves you will give you advice from time to time, but she'll admit outright she doesn't have the answers, and if I just need to be listened to, she'll just do it. And granted, you know, she's in Ohio, so there are lots of times where I'm like, fuck, I wish she was online right now. I'm so upset, or I'm so this, I need to talk to someone. The day that I got that letter from my daughter saying that I can't be around from you anymore, you know, she wasn't around. And it was way past the time I could call her. And I about exploded, because I couldn't tell anybody this just terrible thing that had happened. You know something? I want to say this side note. I had forgotten to blog it the other night when I was talking about it on Father's Day. And I just needed to get that out. For those who didn't like it, too bad. I just needed to get that out. Because, that's a pretty shitty thing to have to go through. Not many people have to go through shit like that. I'm sorry. You know, go through 6-7 years, $60,000, and all sorts of pain and sacrifice for some kid, and it's not even yours. And, you know, you're alone on Father's Day because the bitch of a mother doesn't want to let you see her. For all sorts of really fictitious reasons. It's just insane. But I was going to say, the really hard thing about that is here my daughter is having a panic attack, admits to having to do Xanax, and at the same time her mom is forcing her to write this email to never see me again. And it blew my mind that she could do something so terrible to her daughter. That she knew was terrible. That her daughter was probably sitting there crying while she wrote it. And to accuse me of being the bad parent is just, in a way, hilarious. And that's how it is often. Or she's being forced or something like that. Blows my mind. I forgot to mention that in my post, and now I wanted to get that out and say how fucking ridiculous that is. Forgive my French. And sometimes swear words are all you got to describe something as just fucked up as that. So, what else to talk about before we go inside and turn this little bugger off? Tomorrow's hump day, so I'm looking forward to that. Oh, and this weekend on Sunday, I'm going out with a friend from work. He's actually on my posted on my blog this afternoon, so there's a picture of him there. And we've got some similar camera equipment, so we're gonna get, if the weather's nice, gonna put the top down, go out in the Jeep, head out to the gorge, and do some photography together. We both not done very much recently. It sounds like he's done more than me, but we both want to get both back into it. Just started IMing at work back and forth because we don't sit near each other. And I don't know how the subject came up. At some point I said, hey, let's go to Central Oregon. My parents are home. We can have their house, and I know a ton of really cool places out there to do some photography. And he's like, nah, I can't, but I'm free just Sunday. So yeah, that'll be cool. Be a little bit downside for me, because my strong point and love is not so much in taking scenic nature shots. I like taking close in flowers, things like that. So a flower garden is like the penultimate for me, with butterflies and all sorts of little things like that. But we'll see. I think we can find some good areas and just kind of take the day and walk around and get some really cool photographs. It'll be fun to, it's been about 15 years since I've gone photographing with another person, with both two cameras, and have about the same level of ability. So that'll be really, really, really cool. And maybe I don't want to get my hopes up too much, because I, you know, that doesn't help when things fall through, and it seems like things fall through more often than they don't. Actually, that's absolutely true. They actually do fall apart more often than they don't. but we'll get the camera charged and we'll be up bright and early Monday or Sunday morning and get some beautiful pictures, put them up on Picasa, share them with you. Hope you can look forward to that. And I hope I get some really good ones. Something I've been thinking about doing around the house is saving up some money every month or so and putting up some photography. I don't spend too much time downstairs anymore. The house is too big, too empty, and all these areas I used to have pictures up, and now they've all been taken down for, you know, I don't need to be reminded all the time. So now I'm reminded by empty walls, and I just thought, well, maybe it'd be nice to fill these walls up. Some kids are outside making a lot of noise. So, I'm inside now, speaking a little bit louder, because I'm trying to be thoughtful of other people, regardless of how I'm feeling. Which I gotta say is rare in this world. It's just my experience is most people treat people based on how they're feeling. But I try to be thoughtful of people no matter what. Not always perfect at that, but I think I'm pretty damn good. I just fed you. I fed you already. Yeah, food. Food. You ate it. Too bad. Don't get no more. Oh, I'm such a mean father. Alright, so I'm headed upstairs. I'm gonna start working here in a second again. But not quite yet. I'm gonna keep you on the line for a second because I gotta boot or log into my computer and let the damn thing boot up. So. Right, my mouse works now. It wasn't before. Stupid piece of shit. I'll take a moment to move my tablet back where it was because I had it down where my mouse was because my mouse wasn't working again. Let's see. Now my table keyboard tray is not cooperating. All right. Put that there, computer's booting. I'll keep talking to you here for a couple more minutes. Oh, nobody called on my cell phone, nobody loves me. Not too surprising though. Alright, logging into the computer. So yeah, this will be the end of my journal entry for Tuesday. June 23rd, 2009. It's about 10:30 right now. Based on how things are going, I probably won't get to bed till 1 or 2. That's fine. I won't let it go past that, though. I don't want to be getting up at 9 or 10. I don't want to be tired at work. Don't need to be doing that. So I hope you enjoyed this journal entry. It's just been kind of a little walk through my day today, which, all things considered, has been one of the best days of this year. That says a lot, and even though my standards aren't terribly high. Oh, there I am in my webcam. God, the webcam for this bedroom is really shitty. So, we're booted up. no more reason to be talking on this darn thing, so I will wish you well and good night, and then I'll upload this. All right, take care.